You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Well, it is now public. Lamar Jackson has requested a trade from the Ravens. He, of course, famously does not have an agent.
Nope.
He tweeted that he requested the trade on March 2nd because the team, quote, has not been interested in meeting my value in contract talks.
Isn't it wild that the 2nd, it's almost 4 weeks ago and it didn't get out.
Yeah. And, of course, it was just a few days later that the Ravens slapped the non-exclusive franchise tag, which means if Lamar would sign an offer sheet with another team, then Baltimore would have 5 days to match it. And if they don't, they get two first-round picks from the signing team as compensation.
Yeah.
If there is no offer sheet, Jackson would get $32 million this season if he plays under the tag.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's out there. He wants a trade. Honestly, this would be a better move for the Jets than Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion.
Yeah, John, he is 26 years old.
Right.
He is four years removed.
There's a lot of tread on those tires.
Yeah, I just...
Even with the injuries, there's tread on those tires.
Tread
remaining on those tires.
Yeah, I just...
And you're not getting... And you would probably be getting... I think you would be getting a more motivated quarterback. As much as they say Rodgers always motivated... I don't think Aaron Rodgers is suitably motivated anymore.
Yeah, I'm just so confused by this. I mean, is it just the injury concern? He's missed the end of the last two seasons. Because if it's just that, I mean... It's not like Aaron Rodgers has been a complete bastion of health in his entire career. You know, he was hurt. Now, he did play through it, but he was hurt this last season. And again, his age is what it is. He just won the MVP. That's not that long ago. You look at the numbers of Baltimore's offense with him on the field versus without him over the last two seasons. And they're like a top 10, top 5, 10 unit. And then they're like 30th. You know, I mean, it is completely different. He has not had a ton of help, at least in the terms of position player, skill guys, and has put up MVP-type numbers. I don't get it. And I keep trying to figure out if this is all just about not wanting to give him the guaranteed large deal that Deshaun Watson got, and they're like, we're not doing this again, you know, where the Browns pissed everybody off. Because, again, when you do that, that guaranteed money, you put it into escrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have cash on hand.
You got to have the cash.
So it's not like, John, you're going to get $200 million. We'll get it eventually. No, you have to have that money and you have to put it aside. And they just don't want to do that because they know if they do this for one more dude, then everyone's going to want it. And they just, you know, I don't know if it's collusion so much as it is they are all just not going to do it. You know, and they've kind of, maybe they made that agreement themselves.
And listen, in fairness, it's not like Deshaun's been at the top of his game recently. There's been the injuries, plus...
You talking about Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson?
Jackson. I think there's a hesitancy there because of the injuries and because of the fact that, you know, his interception to touchdown interception ratio is 1.3 to 1. 33 touchdown passes, 20 interceptions.
Yeah, but he is so much more than that. Because he has his legs.
I understand that, but I understand also other teams wondering, well, does he really have his legs anymore? How healthy is he?
Last year.
And that's a big investment.
John, last year he rushed for almost 7 yards a carry. I'd say he still had his legs. You know, like, I don't think that's gone away. I have not watched a diminished Lamar Jackson.
I believe in Lamar Jackson. I think the Jets should, this is a better move for the Jets than.
Or the Lions.
Then
I'm on Team Lions. That would be fun.
It'd be awesome.
I think it's a better move for the Jets than it would be Aaron Rodgers.
Dallas should trade Dak for Lamar Jackson.
If I were the Jets, I think I'd rather deal with Lamar Jackson.
I don't think they really want. I don't think the Ravens want Dak Prescott.
I think
he's really good.
I think I'd rather deal with Lamar Jackson drama than Aaron Rodgers drama. Because Aaron Rodgers drama gets weird.
There's not Lamar Jackson drama, though, I don't think. This is a guy who just wants his market value. Well, no,
that's what I was saying, too.
There is, but the drama's there because he and the Ravens have not seen eye to eye for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I think that's where the drama is. I don't think by nature, if he goes to another team, the drama would come with him because he doesn't have the previous relationship or ill relationship with the franchise.
From all reports, the dude's a great locker room teammate. He is a heck of a leader. He is someone that they like playing, you know, for and with, yada, yada, yada. Just, it's crazy it's gotten to this point, man. You know, you look at what he has done over the last few years, and I know he hasn't finished out the last two seasons, but, man, when he's right, he's right.
Yeah, you just wonder what teams are willing to give up, A, the big contract, and C, the draft picks. Because it would be two first-rounders.
I'm still surprised that he has not wanted to go with an agent. You know, like having to do all of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's, 3% or 4% or whatever the agents get. And, like, I'm not going to spend someone else's money. But, man, I feel like that's a worthwhile investment for Lamar to do that and not have to deal with all this crap, you know, that he's going to have to negotiate, that he's having to talk to franchises. There was that thing last week that came out, that report that, you know, they were telling, I think the NFL was telling teams, like, you can't contact him because it's still an X period or whatever it was.
Right.
You know, the non-contact period. Crazy.
We'll see.
But
now that he's requested a trade... And how does that work then? Well, I guess with the franchise tag, someone would have to give him the offer sheet. So,
yeah, there'd almost have to be an agreement, right?
What are they going to demand in return?
Yeah.
If anything, I mean, it would have to be at minimum the two first-round picks, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd
because
figure.
That's something that they would get. Listen, the options are he gets paid the franchise tag, $34 mil, if no one gives him an offer sheet, or he gets the offer sheet. The Ravens don't match it, and they get the first two draft picks, or they trade him. Which is the better one? Well, it depends on the kind of deal they can get from the trade market, and I don't know if that's out there. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
But the volatility of the quarterback market never ceases to amaze. Coming up, we have content.
Including?
Well, let's see. We have, imagine that, there's a Dylan Raiola question.
What?
Imagine that, Aaron Rodgers is being mentioned.
What?
Oh, and LeBron James is being mentioned.
Wow, this is the content greatest hits, it seems.
I guess. A lot of big names.
Can we do like a top five, bottom five NFL thing to kind of round it all out? Like
Why
we do?
Would we do a top five, bottom five NFL? They're not
we haven't
playing.
Done it. We haven't done it, though, since the season ended.
But
preseason power rankings. Go.
But we haven't even had a draft yet. Not all the free agency.
Nick, we don't even know
where Lamar's going to play.
Tomorrow, do you think, Nick, that we should do our 1 through 32 NFL team rankings?
No. That sounds terrible.
1 through 32.
No. That sounds awful.
Okay. Is it because the Rams are last? Is that why it sounds awful? That's why it sounds awful.
It's well, okay. It also sounds awful because you have no idea who's going to be what.
That's why it's fun.
You know what? Tomorrow we'll do our 2030 NFL rankings, 1 through 30.
Ooh, good idea. Yeah. Should we rank all the baseball teams with Farron, who's joining us in his first regular appearance tomorrow, by the way?
Yes.
Farron, let's do rankings. Go.
I don't know. It's March.
Rank every team.
Yeah. Come on, Farron. Give it to us.
I can't wait for Josh to be triggered by Farron saying,
it's too early.
I can't ask him any questions. Hey, what do you think of this team? Well, it's April. Who cares? I don't know. Then why are you watching the dumb sport?
He's not going to give you that answer tomorrow because they haven't played a game yet.
Hey, who's going to be good this year? I don't know, Josh. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mike. Great sport.
Wow, you're already...
Great sport, Mike.
It has nothing to do with the sport. It's Farron. He's the one that won't bite on your dumb questions.
Great questions. Who's good? How's that a bad question? It's a good question.
Succeed 20 the zone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.